Andrew, then.
You know, they had a speech written for me about what the people need. But you guys are the people. You know what you need. Better schools. Better jobs. Less crime. How many of you right now work two jobs just to have enough money to be broke? That ain't right.
Sounds like my brother.
If you work two jobs and at the end of the week you got just enough money to get your broke ass home, let me hear you say, that ain't right. How many of you have children that they call stupid? Don't be ashamed. It ain't your fault. I asked my niece the other day, what's 4 plus 4? She said 44.
It is.
But that ain't her fault. That's the school's fault.
You got that
now,
right.
If your child's school has old ass books and brand new metal detectors, let me hear you say, that ain't right.
That ain't right.
It ain't right. And now we got these corporations stealing all the money. They stealing their money. They stealing our money. The pension. You worked for 35 years. You thought you was going to leave your kids a will. Now you're going to leave them a won't. You show up to get your pension, they give you a pen. They give you a damn pen. Now what the hell am I supposed to do with a pen? I should just stab you in the neck with this pen, Mr. Pension Taker.
Get your hand out of my pocket.
Taking everybody's pension and nobody going to jail.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
Meanwhile, you are. We steal a Big Mac with cheese. Next thing you know, we on death row. How many of you work in a city you can't afford to live in? That ain't right. How many of you work in a mall that you can't afford to shop in? That ain't right. How many of you clean up a hotel you ain't never gonna be able to stay in? That ain't right. And we got nurses that work in hospitals that they can't even afford to get sick in. It ain't right. It ain't right. It ain't right. It isn't right. That shit is wrong. It's that wrong. I'm Mace Gilliam, and I'm running for President of the United States of America.
Yeah.
I thought Rush Limbaugh is a fictional character played by Fred Savage.
Where'd you hear that?
Fox News.
Then it's a lie. Everything Fox News says is a lie.
But this one's true, Mom. You saw it with your own eyes, and then you reported it on Fox News.
Even true things once said on Fox News become lies.
Episode 57, Lime and Treason Radio.
Rocking the motherfucking boat. All the way to the boat, people.
November 11th, it's coming at you quickly.
It's probably going to be like tomorrow by the time the show
exactly.
comes out.
So hopefully you're driving to the voting polls, rocking this show, do Stitcher.
And it's making you think like, hey, at least I'm doing something. Because something is better than nothing. And you're listening to this show, and that's something. So yeah. Even if you do nothing, and you're doing this, that's something.
So anyway, we're rocking it in the backyard, drinking some beers, got a bonfire going. And yeah, we're talking about politics, which is a dreadful subject.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
It does. The Reagan block. I think
Reagan block coming
way.
At you. As I mentioned in the last podcast, the Reagan job numbers are no joke, man, compared to Obama or George Bush, of course. But, you know,
he was the best actor / president and not the other way around.
Also, Ronnie
ever.
And Mags, NoFX, off their new album, Self Entitled. Pretty sick.
Speaking of sick, I think DJ Gabby is yakking it up in the other room.
Is he really puking?
No, I just
he
like
burned his
fun
finger and he's crying.
Yeah,
what was he thinking? But we're here.
He looks like ET with a little glowing red finger.
The Mexican ET. Speaking of Mexico, drinking the beers of Mexico, 12-pack.
Another fine purchase.
I went to multiple Rite Aids. To find it. Gridley Rite Aid. The cooler wasn't even working.
This is Rive and Treason Radio urging you never to travel to Tijuana.
Hell yeah.
So, what are you voting for? Who are you voting for? Do we care at this point? No, because the election's over.
It's pretty much over.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at this point. Because whatever you pick as far as the president goes, it's pretty much already been decided. You just have to go out there and let your voice be heard for your local city and state politicians and local elections. And
this guy's an elder spokesman.
I'm just telling you, if you actually want to make a difference in the world, you have to start local. You have to start right in your own backyard. And if you don't get involved and you don't do the things that you talk about, then you don't have shit to say. So that's why we're here. We're here to let you just ignore all that bullshit and rock the
some
fuck
badass
out.
Punk, hip hop, country,
funk,
fucking shredding you hard.
That's all we do.
Because I mean, what the hell? I've discovered a lot of badass songs I never would have ever known about because of this podcast, and I play them continuously, and I'm like, God, I could listen to that song like 500 times in a row. It's so sick.
You know,
you'll probably discover some of those songs on this very podcast.
Or, you know, you could be like some of our other listeners that jump around and only jump straight to the genres of music they like and whatever. But either way, as long as... You know,
nah, I mean, to do it is to do it, man. I'm drinking with my buddy.
Exactly.
We're having a great time. We're loving it.
We never made this show with the intention of anybody
like
else actually
months,
listening to
two
it.
2.5 months? I haven't seen you for days, dude.
Fucking cheers to that, brother.
Almost 3 months, I think, dude.
Whatever it's been too long. I'll tell you that.
So anyway, election day. Hope you enjoyed it. Put your stupid little sticker on your shirt saying I voted.
I love those stickers. Those are like the stickers that come on like bananas.
Right on. Well, I guess, yeah. Hopefully,
Why do people listen to this?
Hopefully the economy turns around. And, yeah, I'm wearing Nike shoes, so sorry.
From Oregon, made in China.
Yeah. Sorry, dudes.
I got a queer sweatshirt
that was probably made in the U.S.
I'm wearing Nike shoes right now, actually.
All
right,
we're sorry for but the...
But I bought them at Ross because I'm a broke motherfucker.
Regardless, we're supporting corporate bullshit. Exactly. Sorry, man. What can we say?
If you'd like to sponsor the show,
those stupid we'll fucking Nissan cars, all kinds of crap.
Exactly.
Corrupt ass shit.
Dom Perignon.
You can't escape whatever. It. We're a product of our environment. We're American bitches. And yeah, the election's fucking fucked. We're doing what we can.
We're more concerned about Kim Kardashian's ass than the mountain of debt that we're in.
Yeah, exactly. Osama bin Laden's dead. So awesome. So here's some more music. Fucking
blow your
rock
fucking
the fuck
mind.
Out, people. Rhyme.
Treason?
Yep.
USA, make my day. CIA, make my day. Points of light, laser bright. Peering, searing through the night. Go ahead, vagrants, make my day. Homeless indigents, make my day. I'm warning you, don't get in my way. Come on, punk, make my day. Look who empowered today. To hit them from the CIA. A kindly gentler corpse. Enforced with magnum force. Called by national security. Sounds like pleading the fifth to me. Some folks say, where was George? With Washington at Valley Forge. He was there well informed and awake. But he lies with his neck at stake. No one even pretends that Noreen and Bush are not friends. And if the truth is ever resolved, won't you see how much they're all involved?
Policy message from Governor Mike Huckabee.
My plan to secure the border? Two words. Chuck Norris. Mike Huckabee's a lifelong hunter who'll protect our Second Amendment rights. There's no chin behind Chuck Norris's beard, only another fist. Mike Huckabee wants to put the IRS out of business. When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he isn't lifting himself up. He's pushing the earth down. Mike's a principled, authentic conservative. Chuck Norris doesn't endorse. He tells America how it's going to be. I'm Mike Huckabee, and I approve this message. So did Chuck.
Chuck Norris approved.
Defend the sky. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is LL Cool J. And if you're 18, you need to register to vote. And go vote, because it's time for a change. And you can rock the vote.
Right, which I don't, but even when I like think about like who I would vote for, right, I don't even look at their political policies. I just look at their character. You know what I'm saying? Now you gotta read. No, I'm serious. You gotta read between the lines. Like, you know, you look at Clinton, and black people like Clinton. We've seen him on the campaign. That's all one thing on a campaign trail. He actually just picked a black baby up and kissed him. Come here, you little nigger baby. Mwah! I like that. He did not hesitate or nothing. You see George Bush Jr., he been in. Like, see, I'd never vote for George Bush Jr., but I don't know George Bush Jr.'s politics. All thing I know about George Bush Jr. is that that guy sniffed cocaine. That's right. Now listen, we cannot have that shit in the White House. That might be fine for a mayor, but goddamn it, not in the White House. The stakes are too high in the White House. Can't have no coke here present. He be selling nuclear secrets for $20, $30 and shit. Be in meetings embarrassing America. Come on, sign the treaty, baby. I suck your dick like what the. Hey, Mr. President, that is not how we do business here, sir. Stop sucking the ambassador's dick.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, Volume 2. So hopefully you enjoyed all the smear campaign ads, all the stupid debates, all the fucking super PACs. It's all over. Thank God. 4 more years listening to this crap-ass podcast, but we're here getting drunk. And that's the key to the whole show in itself. Yeah, Dos Equis. The Beers of Mexico Sampler 12-pack at Rite Aid. I went to the Chico Rite Aid. A man was dying on the sidewalk or passed out or something. 2 ambulances, fire truck. Then I went to the Gridley Rite Aid. And yes, they had the beer, but the coolers were not working. And they had one thing of ice in the whole place. that was like not that big a bag of ice, and then I was forced to buy it. Thanks, America. The stupid American businesses are fucked. Yeah, I know, because it's a corporate policy, probably, like, to do it that way. And they have to have, like, a policy about just that. That's why healthcare is so expensive. Sweet. Except for the youth that have to, like, be straddled with debt for their entire lives. A.K.A. your son. You know why we elected Obama? As according to the film 2016. You should check it out on YouTube. Or not a film. It's a documentary. It's cool. Basically, no one knew. Obama pulled a Romney in 2008. He never divulged anything that he was going to do until like the last second. Some brief like shit. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And then, like the documentary says, the American yuppies feel guilt of the slavery and shit that they didn't even do. So then they're more inclined to elect a minority because of that. And that's what happened. And it's just totally fucked. Because me being a white male, hey, I feel horrible about racism, slavery, all that shit. But did I personally partake in the racism and slavery aspect of it? No. And would I probably do that? Probably not. So, you know what I mean, though? Like, the hidden white guilt got Obama into the White House, and it's completely a mindfuck. That's crazy to think about. Just think about it. Or not. I've never thought about that. Like, all the white people, all the, like, fucking funding bitches, CEOs, white motherfuckers that suck ass, that fucking fucked over everyone, are funding these politicians' campaigns, obviously, for their corporate interest. And they funded Obama, DJ Gower, president, 2016. He's got my vote, right? Treason.
Make way for the next sensation, sexual manipulation, set you for the next creation, the popping of misinformation, arrogance that makes you shiver, ignorance that we deliver. If you don't count for something, I choose to believe in nothing. Find time in the middle class. You don't like to shove it up your ass. Throw that as treasury, and it's all on Fox TV. Illusion, we're rooting in this society. Intellectual property and bankruptcy. You can't escape, we've been sold out. We can't get out. My soul, tragedy, all on your TV. Ready, go. Fabricated journalism, Trump news and jingoism. Media's our new religion, the pulp beat is our television. Got news that we're coming at ya, get the TV propaganda. Credibility is degrading, the victory is for news and ratings. Find time for the middle class, you don't like to shove it up your ass. Fair balance, treasury, and it's all on Fox TV. Illusion, we're rooting in this society. Intellectual property and vanity, you can't escape. We'll be right back.
automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society.
Hey, what's up? I'm married now. We just bought a brand new house. It's bigger and it's better and it's in the nicer part of town. We got driven cars, I've got a personal family. We watch Fox News and laugh about you and all the stupid things you say. She introduced me to Bazin, we go skinning this down. Our chef makes me leave Saturday and it's delicious, I might add. Well, you're in some mid-fall grip here and there.
episode 57, Rhyme and Treason Radio, Rock the Vote, Volume 2.
Rocking the vote harder.
We're because in SAC.
Not only are we in SAC, which is the capital of California, one of the most overlooked states in the electoral system, even though we have like one of the largest majorities of population per capita, we're almost irrelevant when it comes to the presidential election.
Don't we have 16 electoral votes? It's a lot, dude. But anyway, that's the theme of this show, Rock the Vote, Volume 2. We're coming at you.
I don't know the official numbers.
We're drinking inside.
Somebody Google it. Send us an email, rhymandtreasonradio@gmail.com.
The lesser of two jackoffs who are extremely fucked. Most corrupt fucking shit ever. But I say Romney.
I say...
Even though he's probably a robot.
I say don't listen to this guy because he's never even voted in his fucking life.
But he pays the most taxes out of anyone at this table.
So he has...
So I think I have a little bit of a say.
About what? About paying taxes?
Hell yeah. I'm just trying to turn America around, man. DJ Gower, president 2016.
I'm just saying, you know, if you want a bitch, vote.
There's no point in voting. The electoral votes for California are Democrat already.
Because people like yourself choose not to vote, even though you obviously would not vote for a Democrat in this situation. So
see, that's the problem with the whole system,
your
man.
Defeatist attitude.
American politics. DJ Gower has hope that his vote would actually count in a presidential election. It doesn't
you know
at
what
all.
Bottom line is,
it doesn't count whatsoever.
No, here's the deal. I could give a fuck who anybody votes for president. What I truly care about, vote for your local city.
No, that's legit.
State,
no, I got you there. You know, you're legit there.
All of your propositions.
We've already had this argument.
It's the only way to go. I'm just telling you right now. I mean, no matter what you do, people, study that stupid little book that they give you and actually read what these laws are and what they're going to do. Don't just look at the basic reviews. Actually take the time to read.
Well, that was actually a point I was making to Gabe, is they just signed like 500 laws into law. Do you think the governor actually read those laws? I don't.
Who would have time for that?
You just signed a bunch of shit, and you don't even know what it is, and that's the problem. There's so many laws regulating business and holding them down that it's just fucked. No one wants to work in the state because of that.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
We have laws for laws.
It's just
about
retarded.
Laws.
So yeah, less government involvement. Looking for.
That was the one I was looking for earlier, by the way. On the last episode.
Where you didn't quite make the burp.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't have the balls to make that burp, but on this one he did. So yeah, here we go.
Speaking of having balls.
Uh-oh. He got snipped you recently?
No.
Is that what you're reporting? A vasectomy?
No.
Oh.
I was just going to say.
Where I thought you were going with it, I was like, here comes a major announcement.
The Brothers Grimm Punk Cast is one of the ballsiest punk rock podcasts.
Yeah, Brothers Grimm, you guys fucking rock. Love it. Now they're on Stitcher. Unfortunately, the stupid Podbean doesn't work on my phone. It's bullshit.
Stitcher seems to work everywhere, so
Stitcher's pretty good. So
much love to Stitcher.
Trying to stream the show through your phone, plugging it into your car, stereo.
And always Stitcher's, on iTunes, of course.
Yeah, for you iPhone people. I have no idea what that is.
iTards.
Yep. So yeah, iPhone 5. Pretty awesome.
What if you could vote like from your phone or something? Like what if they made voting like we're
they already did on American Idol.
Come on,
text
man.
429 for Jimmy.
Yeah, could you imagine like
Jimmy Childs
during the debates? It's all text 325
American
to vote
Idol
for
winner.
Romney. Text 666 to vote for Obama. What do you mean we're trying to say something?
Awesome. So yeah, we're fucked either way, but it's worth it. some good episodes, I hope. Especially this late in the game.
Another thing.
Doing this for a long time.
Recently, Rhyme and Treason Radio was involved in doing a wedding. Now, I gotta say that this wasn't necessarily something that we would normally do or have ever done before. But the one caveat that we were given was, please don't use your radio voice. So, needless to say, at one point during the introduction of the bride and groom, I was like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, may I please introduce to you the bride and groom.
I'd pay that guy to do that at my wedding.
It was so brilliant.
That's awesome. So yeah, DJ Gower is available for hire for weddings, bar mitzvahs, birthdays, anything you need.
I'm like Krusty the Clown. I'll do anything, anywhere.
For money.
Well, I got a free trip to Vegas out of it, so that was pretty cool.
That is very cool.
Anytime you can get a free trip to Vegas out of something, you know you're got to be prepared to lose like $1,000 because you're in fucking Vegas, so nothing's free there.
Anyway, DJ Gobby, he's in the house. He just walked back. His finger was burned on the lid to the fire pit. He tried to grab it for some reason.
Melted the flesh off of his hand.
What were you thinking?
Ice cannot even cool his wounds.
Ice does not work right now.
What the hell were you thinking?
My finger hurts.
Why would you grab that lid? It makes no sense. Jesus Christ.
Did you stick a fork into a light socket earlier today as well?
At first I was okay. I don't pick it up by the ring because it's hot. And so I pick it up from the side, and then I move the log. And then when I was going to put back the thing, I didn't think about the ring again. So I grabbed it by the ring, and dumbass me, burned my finger.
Is that your jerking
that's gonna
off
be the, that's going to be the yes, highlight of
is.
The
ruin my weekend.
Volume 2 right there. It's that DJ Gobby story.
Again, match.com/DJ Gobby for all you ladies out there.
He's just a young buck looking for love.
DJ Gobby, DJ Gower's vice president candidate, by the way.
Uh-oh, now you'll never get elected.
So who are you going to vote for in the Rhyme and Treason election? You're going to vote for the liberal DJ Gower or the conservative DJ Matador?
Fuck Matador.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that, but let's play some music. Fuck me.
See how it goes? It's just, it's like mob mentality out there, people.
Support small business.
No one can disagree with supporting small business. I think that that's like the backbone of this country. If anything, corporations and everything that the corporations represent are the absolute failure and destruction of this nation.
Do another stimulus for small business.
Anybody, Rhyme. Who cares? This is so treasonous that even treason doesn't necessarily...
Better not pass out when we try to make the show later.
You talking to me?
Yes, I am.
What are you talking about?
Luckily, DJ Gower fixed the shows I had to make while he was passed out last time.
I literally
by the end,
out,
I was just throwing
up,
songs in. Like, I don't even care anymore.
Sitting straight up in the couch, I literally passed out. Beat with a pillow, multiple objects.
Yeah, I did beat him with the pillow, and he did not even budge at all. It's not funny. All right, here we go. Our lives are pathetic. Rhyme.
And we're cooler than you. Treason.
I spent 27 years in this factory. Now the boss man says, hey, you're not what we need. The penguins in the suits, they know nothing but greed. It's a solitary life when you've mouths to feed. But who cares about us? A working man without any work. Well, take me down.
Take me down
to where the worlds collide.
Where the worlds collide.
And leave me here.
Leave me here.
Till I'm satisfied.
I'm satisfied.
There'll come a day when all of us will show.
We won't be afraid.
Although we're crashing, we won't burn. There's the revolution. The revolution but greed. It's a solitary life and your mouth's to feed. So take me down.
Take me down
to where the worlds collide.
Where the worlds collide.
And leave me here.
Leave me here.
Till I'm satisfied.
Till I'm satisfied.
Take me down.
Take me down
to where the worlds divide.
Where the worlds divide.
And leave me here.
Leave me here.
I won't compromise.
I won't compromise.
Cause there'll come a day when all of us will show. We won't be afraid.
Because, you know, I spend a lot of my time in my music complaining about the system, you know, but now that I'm in the system, I got to deal with it the only way I can, and I guess my vote is the only thing that counts. So I'm as anti the system as you can possibly imagine, but I'm living in it, and I got to deal with it. You got two options, either vote, hostile takeover. I'm down with either one. We're youth, we'll have a chance to change things.
year 3030. And here at the Corporate Institutional Bank of Time, we find ourselves reflecting, finding out that in fact, we came back. We were always coming back.
We're living in a dictatorship, a self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people, I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who do you think he is?
I am your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
We'll be right back.
lady of the lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up, will you? Shut up!
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
And treason.